Good day. This week we are going to be looking at beyond your wildest dreams. You know, there is a wonderful statement that says God's word has not had its intended effect until it changes the mind or imagination. For many people to actually grasp hold of a promise and trying to get a hold on faith don't actually realize that a part of persuading our hearts starts with an imagination, a dream, or a vision deep within us. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, I'm going to read out the New American Standard and out the Message Bible. It says this: "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." In the Message Bible, it says it this way: "God can do anything, you know, far more than you can ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church, glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus, glory down all the generations, glory through all millennia. Oh yes." So what a wonderful promise here in the Message Bible. It says that God can do far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. The precursor in Ephesians chapter 3 here is talking about getting a heart filled and flooded with the love of God, that you might know the length, breadth, height, and depth of the love of God. And as my heart gets connected to how much God loves me, Bible says I will be filled with his fullness, and then because of that, I will begin to experience things that are way beyond my wildest dreams, requests, and imaginations, way beyond what I could even ask or think. When we begin to discover how much God loves us and how much he is for us and how good he is toward us and how merciful and kind he is toward us, our hearts are then opened up to actually see things from God's perspective and how much he desires for us to experience the abundant life. And Jesus said this in John 10:10. He said that I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. But that abundant life starts in a revelation of God's love for me, where I then begin to dream big dreams, because the Bible says here that he wants to do way beyond our wildest dreams. In the dictionary, an imagination is a forming a mental image or concept of what is not present to the senses, the ability to face and resolve difficulties. So this is where I need to perceive things with my mind, where I'm not only getting an understanding of the scriptures, but I begin to create and form a mental picture deep within my heart. In the Hebrew, the concept of imagination is a conception within the mind, the ability to conceive images in the mind. So this is key to me receiving any promise in the Bible. If I'm believing or trusting God for healing to be manifested in my body, I have to, deep within me, see myself healed. I need to see myself living in the fulfillment of that promise. With regards to God's provision and God meeting your needs, I need to see myself with that need met rather than allowing lack to dictate the picture that I have inside of me. And that is why it's so important for God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. I need to be thinking something, and I need to be using my imagination to activate the very promises of God. And so I want to encourage you this week, as you begin to pray, begin to see yourself living in the fulfillment of the promise and activate your imagination so that God can do way beyond what you can ask or think. Always believe and know that you are highly favored.